Hi, my name is Alan from LRV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Over the past decades, Yishun has transformed from a quiet HDB town into a vibrant private enclave with a growing cluster of private condominiums. While new launch like North Gaya, which is an EC and future GLA site, continue to raise the pricing benchmark, a number of private condominiums already shape Yishun mass market property landscape. Among them, the aging Orchid Park condominium, the 9-year-old Sky Miltonia, to the newest kids of the block, North Park Residence. These condos represent different development era and value proposition. This video will examine how this project has performed over the years and whether are they still worth buying today. Completed in 1994, Orchid Park Condominium is one of Yishun's earliest private residential development. It's located along Yishun Avenue 1 and occupies a massive 411,000 square feet of land. Comprising 615 units, the project offers large format layout, full condo facility, and scenic view of Lower Seletar Reservoir. Despite being a relatively old leasehold development with its lease from 1991, it has maintained relevance due to its location near Kaptik MRT station and its spacious unit, an important attribute as compared to newer condos. Let's take a look at its historical performance. Based on its launch price in the 1990s, it was hovering around 500 to 600 per square feet or even lower. Price fluctuates with the up and down in the property market. The lowest point was made during the US subprime crisis when units were transacted close to 300 per square feet. Price then rebounded over the years. Today, it is trending close to 1,000 per square feet. Interesting, right? This is a gentle reminder to everyone that when the market turns bearish, it can be very unforgiving. Don't assume it will always go up. Anyway, this is a past transaction. Most of them are profitable deals. But this is mainly so for those that have kept them for more than a decade, and some even for 30 years or so. The aging list is always a concern. For those that enter now, they are always hoping to see some light at the end of the tunnel, just one fine day. While appreciation has been slow but steady, the condo generous unit size have drawn interest from families looking for more spaces. However, its age and lack of modern facility may deter younger buyers or investors expecting higher return. The project performance is tied to its proximity to amenities like Kaptik MRT station, market, and its relatively affordable quantum. Sky Miltonia, a 99-year leasehold project by TG Development, was completed in 2016 with 420 units. It sits on the junction of Yishun Avenue 1 and Miltonia Close. Market as a resort-star development near Orchid Country Club and Lower Seletar Reservoir. It targets home buyers looking for tranquil surrounding and panoramic views. Let us take a quick look at its historical transactions. Its launch price were hovering around 800 to as high as 1,380 per square feet back in 2013. Subsequently, prices have remained relatively stagnant. To rise a little is an understatement. Today, prices are between 1,000 to 1,500 per square feet. However, at a closer look at its past transaction, there is a fair amount of profitable and unprofitable transactions. The return has not been too impressive in my opinion. Hold for 13 years to make 239,000 for a compact size 3-bedroom. I mean, you'll be the judge to assess their return. Anyway, there are a fair number of unprofitable deals. Here, don't say mass market condo wouldn't lose money. You'll be surprised, right? Here, I think in this entire industry, not many will be so openly to share such information. It's only by sharing, we learn all together. If you find such content helpful in your investment journey, appreciate the like, share, and comments. Sky Miltonia's poor performance could be due to a few reasons. Although it stands out for its architectural design, quiet environment, and view of greenery and water bodies. However, it suffered from one key drawback, a lack of MRT connectivity. Located more than 2 km from Kaptik MRT station, residents rely on shuttle service or private transport. This limitation has both affected its resale demand and rental uptake. On another note, next to it are massive BTO construction ongoing. Buyers are deterred by the ongoing construction noise and dust. On the other hand, buyers may ask themselves, why should they pay a premium for the 99-year leasehold condo that do not have a distinctive advantage as compared to any resale HDB flat nearby? Do I talk sense here? Perhaps the most significant game changer in Yishun private condo scene is North Park Residence, a 920 units integrated development built above North Point City, Yishun MRT station, and the bus interchange. Completed in 2018 by Fraser Property, is the first and only integrated private development in the north, giving it a strong pricing advantage. When it was launched back in 2015, the going rate were around 1,000 to as high as 1,006 per square feet for smaller units. This was almost unheard of back a decade ago. Sales were brisk and buyers start to warm up on integrated development. The developer took 3 years to sell the remaining units as the market back then was flat and buyers were adapting to the higher buyer stamp duty and other cooling measures announced from that point of time. Price started to pick up after TOP. Investors start to flip their unit for the quick buck. The launch of Sengkang Grand Residence and Woodlake Residence, both of which are integrated development, also helped to elevate its prices. Current prices are moving around 1,006 to 1,750 per square feet. Pretty attractive in my view. As for the profitable transaction, most what? This could boil down to its unparalleled convenience in the Yishun region, with direct access to the MRT, mall and bus interchange. It has become a premium mass market condo that commands top resale prices in the area. For those that say Yishun is ulu and full of interesting events, you will never consider this place. But for those that are brought up in Yishun, Yishun will always remain a home for many. Anyway, the neighborhood is well kept and have facility not only for the young, but also for the elderly. Even though this housing estate is already more than 40 years old, it remains a heartland home to many. Let me compile the chart to give you a better overview. Let us compare them from a decade ago to have a better perspective. The line in orange is Orchid Park Condominium. Surprisingly, it has galloped by 41% during the same period. Some say they are old and dated, have lots of maintenance issues, yet they are still appealing to many. As for the line in light blue, it represents Sky Miltonia. Surprisingly, it has failed to perform up to expectation. It has fared only 8% return to date. The circular location, construction next door, and lack of a strong selling point against the 1,000 of MOP flats in Yishun could be some of the main reasons. As for North Park Residence, it fared decently well at 39%. Even though it was selling at a higher price, the convenience plus the appeal of a mixed development attract many HDB upgraders staying in nearby BTO flats to upgrade to a condo. After all, Yishun BTO flats sell ready, easily make double. Upgrading to a resale condo is small change. North Park Residence also offer many smaller one-bedroom around the 800,000 range. This also make it appealing to those that sell one and buy two condo strategy that have gained traction in recent years. Yishun private condo market showcase how location, integration and age affect capital appreciation and rental value. Among the three focus projects, North Park Residence is the clear leader in terms of capital growth and rental appeal, thanks to its integrated location and newer design. Orchid Park Condominium remain a dark horse even with a depreciating lease. The thought of an en bloc sale could entice some investors to come in. Sky Miltonia offer tranquility but suffer from a slower appreciation due to the above-mentioned reasons. A issue continue to develop and new launch emerge in nearby Sabawang to Woodland. These resale condo will need to find their own niche. For value-conscious buyers, especially HDB upgraders who prioritize space or lifestyle, the right resale condo in Yishun still present viable opportunity in the fast-rising property market. The only concern going forward is still the rising tension in the Middle East and not forgetting the RTS that could change the ballgame in the years ahead. That's all for this simple video. Thank you for watching.